I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Many types of heart disease run in families. Developments in cardiovascular genetics have brought genetic testing from the research lab into clinical practice. To talk about inherited cardiovascular disease is Dr. Daniel Judge. He's a cardiologist specializing in inherited heart disease, and he's the director of the Cardiovascular Genetics Program at MUSC. Dr. Judge, tell us about inherited cardiovascular disease.
Well, a lot of cardiovascular conditions have a genetic basis, or they run in families. If someone in your family has coronary disease, you're at higher risk for the same condition. What I focus on is more rare, where a single gene can run in a family, and the presence or absence of that gene determines whether you are predisposed to heart failure or arrhythmia or aortic aneurysms.
How important is it for each individual patient to mention to their doctor any family history of heart disease, and what exactly would be important to mention?
It's a very important part of the history. Your physician, certainly at least on their first evaluation, will run through family history. And people sometimes don't know what happened in prior generations. Someone died suddenly. Someone had a heart attack, which isn't really a technical term. It could be blockage. It could be arrhythmia. It could be heart failure. So particularly around the holidays or other times of the year when you're with family, it's an important thing to consider asking more about family history.
What's new in the area of genetic testing for cardiovascular disease?
Well, one of the main things that's evolved in the last decade or more is a real significant decline in the cost of genetic testing. Years ago, it was prohibitive to do a genetic test, and insurance companies wouldn't pay for it, and it may not have influenced practice. Today, all of those things have changed.
And Dr. Judge, how definitive is this kind of genetic testing for cardiovascular disease?
Well, it varies. Some tests have a very good predictive value in knowing if you're going to develop or are likely to develop a cardiovascular condition. And some genetic tests really are just a little bit of an increased risk.
If someone is identified as being at increased risk of an inherited cardiovascular disease, what can be done to prevent problems or manage a heart condition?
In some cases, in a family, the first symptom can be cardiac arrest or an aortic aneurysm that tears. In the case where we identify a genetic factor in advance, we can use medications or even procedures, surgeries, to prevent that from happening.
What is the potential downside of this sort of genetic testing for the individual patient?
Anxiety is one of the big concerns that comes up when someone has a genetic test result that's either uncertain or that tells you that you're predestined or likely to develop a condition. I look at it as knowledge is power. If you carry that genetic tendency or inherited risk factor, knowing that it's there and then being proactive about treatment in advance to try to prevent that from happening.
And do genetic counselors typically get involved in this genetic testing process with a patient?
Genetic counselors are an important part of genetic testing. They can help with the anxiety that can go along with genetic testing. They can help people understand what we're doing and what the results mean. And importantly, they can help with communication with family members who are also at risk.
Dr. Judge, thanks for providing information about inherited cardiovascular disease.
Thanks very much for the opportunity.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.